Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Ngilamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 4 Mabasa 2022 ngiphathele Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala ulwazi esikufisayo. Aluba izinsekile zame ukukhipha i-O-level kuqala, sisenzela ukuthi abantwana bavuke kathesi, kodwa ziyavala nge-Thursday lokho silabo ezindlini. Singakhangela abantwana labo bavele bavala i-O-level bengavuthwanga, for nxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zathi lo nyaka abaye kuziqhida ngesikhathi.
Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso lweZimbabwe School Examination Council ZSEC luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso ka-A level ingakethulwa.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele-South Africa futhi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu bokuzala funa baxoshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Futhi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu esecastle Laga Premier Soccer League iJoy Antipas. Umphathi weqembu lihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-Chicken Inn. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumela yemihloliso ka-O le-A level ingakethulwa ngenxa yezizathu ezithile ezigoqela ukuphuza kokubhalwa kwemihloliso ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kwamukelwa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ngabazali labafundi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumeli sohlangothi olweZimseki unkosikazi Nikki Dlamini utshele iStudio 7 ecingweni ukuba impumela yemihloliso e-ordinary level kanye le-advanced level izakwethulwa ngesikhathi izikolo sezivaliwe. Uqhubeke ethi lokhu kubangelwa yikuba abafundi baphuze ukuqeda ukulova imihloliso nyakenye njengemvama ngenxa yokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Kodwa-ke uthi konke kuqhuba kuhle, abafundi bangakhangelela ukwamukela impumela yabo kunsuku ezizayo. Unkosikazi Saziso Duke, umzali olomntwana olindele impumela, uthi ukuphuza kokuyithola sokubisela abafundi emuva.
Esikujayele ukuthi abantwana baqala olwa-6 nge-first term. Aluba izinsekile zame ukukhipha i-O-level kuqala, isenzela ukuthi abantwana bavule kathesi, kodwa-ke ziyavalwa nge-Thursday lokho silabo ezindlini. Singakhangela abantwana labo bavele babhala i-O-level nje bengavuthwanga, pho nxa sebephuza ukuvula kutho ukuba izifundo zabo zalo nyaka abaye kuziqhida ngesikhathi. Lokuthi sithi behambe kuma-extra lessons akuyenzi, ngoba yakungakwazi ukuthi upasekuphi umntwana wafeyila kuphi.
Lokhu kusekelwe unkosazana uNile Vundla olinde impumela ye-O-level othi bebekhangelele ukuqala ngehlandla lokuqala isikolo.
Bengizimisele ukuthi ngivuyela isikolo nge-first term, kodwa-ke ama-results eklokhu engakaphumi. Lokhu sekusifake i-stress ukuthi kumbe senze kahle loba hhatshi. Okunye ukuthi kuyenza yazi ukuthi yithaba okuqala esenzela amakhala. So asikwazi ukuthi wona senze njani kuwo njengoba esiyithaba okuqala ukuwayenza. That's of ayaphuma sinye ama-results kudinga indawo ngesikhathi isikolo sivaliwe.
Unkosikazi Anna Fuyane, umzali womfundi okhangelele ukuqala uform 5, yena uthi lokhu sekubaphe ithuba lokuhlanganisa indleko zesikolo.
Ukuza ukukhisha ama-results lokhu uphathise thina abazali. Singakhangela ngo-January sibhadalile kwenyanga leyo besesikolo beqedisa ukubhala. Nxa olwazi sebezaqala nge-second term, ngikubona kungcono kakhulu ngoba imali ebesizifake ku-budget sezizangena next term. Amafizi lawo abuhlungu ngoba izimali ezingaziholiyo ngenyanga eyodwa kumele kube ngikuqedelela.
Umnumzana Goodwill Tabelera obambele unobhala wenhlanganiso eZimbabwe Teachers Association uthi abafundi kumele baphiwe ithuba elaneleyo elokuqeda izifundo zabo.
Lower sixes have been severely disadvantaged. We are looking here at the prospect of then completing the syllabus.
Abafundi baka lower six sebencindezekile kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi kufanele baqede izifundo zabo zalonyaka. Osokungadala ukuba kugijinywe kuphangiswe ukuqeda okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo. Kufanele sisuke esigabeni sokuthi sithi imihloliso kufanele ilotshwe ngesikhathi lesi kuphela. Asazi kumbe ukuphuza kwempumela kungenxa yamakhalazi aqala ukuba khona. Kodwa esikufunayo yikuba abafundi baqede izifundo zabo ukwenzela ukuthi singancindezeli abazali abayibo ababhadala indleko zesi.
Umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo wenqabe ukuthathwa ilizwi kodwa uchaze ukuba abafundi abakhangelele ukuqala izifundo zika lower six baqala kuhlanjwa lesibili elokuvulwa kwezikolo. Kwengeze ngokuba bazafaka indlela zokufunda ezizenza ukuba bazame ukuhlenga isikhathi esilahlekileyo. Isikolo sizavalwa ngolwesine yonale iviki mhlaka 7 Mabasa, ziyevulwa mhlaka 3 Nkwenkwezi, owethemu yesibili bese zivalwa mhlaka 4 Ncwabakazi, ithemu yesithathu ikhangelelwe ukuqala mhlaka 5 Mpandula, iphele mhlaka 8 Mpalakazi, kuhle kugqitshwe olumnyaka. Nimele Studio 7 kobulawayo ngobathabile Masuku.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikwa esefikile eMaputo kwela Mozambique esungula uhambo lwamalanga amathathu lapho akhangele ukulobelana izivumelwano ezithile lomunye wakhe walelo lizwe. Umongameli Philippe Nyusi, iphephandaba eLady Herald, libika ukubana ukhokhela iqula lokusebenzelana kwamazwe amabili phansi kohlelo ole-Joint Permanent Commission on Cooperation lole-Bi National Commission. Umnangagwa ubikwa efike eMaputo International Airport izolo ntambama, wamukelwa ngumphathintambo wezobudlelwane boMozambique lamanye amazwe omhlaba. Veronica Makamo Dovo, lomeli we Zimbabwe kwele Mozambique, wambaseta Victor Matemadanda, ikula lakhe likugqela abaphathi ntambo abambalwa, wambaseta Frederick Shaba, obona ngobudlelwane lamanye amazwe omhlaba, owezomvikela unkosikazi Opam Chinguri Kashiri, owezemithetho uZiyambi Ziyambi, owendaba zokulinganiswa kwamathuba besilisa labesifazane unkosikazi Stanson Nyoni labanye. Amazwe amabili akhangelele ukulobelana izivumelwano ezine kulolu hambo. Emisebenzini yentuthuko yezesayensi lokusetshenziswa kwemishina yangalezi nsuku eyetechnology, ezemithetho lokunye, kubika uAmbassador Shaba ekhuluma labephephandaba leThe Herald. Ele Mozambique liqhubeka kungelinye lamazwe alobudlelwane obuqinileyo kwezokuthengiselana leleZimbabwe esigabeni semhlobelwano wangezansi izwekazi le-Afrika. Ngakho-ke likhangelele ukuqinisa lokuqhelisa imisebenzi yobudlelwane. Umongameli Mnangagwa ukhangelele ukwethekelela indawo lapho ubekwa khona amaqhawe alelo lizwe iye-Mozambican Heroes Acre, okulele khona umongameli walelo lizwe owayelodumo uMoyi Mnumzana Samora Machel. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wele South Africa uthi uhulumende lebandla lakhe ele African National Congress ANC abakasekeli ngitsho lakancane iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza Operation Dudula ngoba lona le misebenzi yalo kungekho emthethweni. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Ekhuluma nentathelizindaba ngempela viki ngemva komhlangano webandla lakhe esabelweni seMpumalanga, umongameli Ramaphosa uthe okwenziwa leqembu le-Operation Dudula abakwamukeli ngijola kancane ngoba isenzo esingekho emthethweni esenziwa leqembu elingekho emthethweni. Selokhu kuqala umnyaka, iqembu le-Operation Dudula selihambe endaweni eziningi zelizwe lingena kumabhizimusi lemisikeni lisithaba kwamanye amazwe ababuyele kubo imisebenzi yabo ithathwe izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lobanje umongameli Ramaphosa esithi umkhuba wokungena elizweni wongekho emthethweni kufanele uqedwe uthi lokho kungumsebenzi wabezomthetho hathi owaleliqembu.
And we've always said, let's act within the parameters of the law. Let us act within the framework of the law.
As ngeke sivumele abantu abazenzela santando bengalandeli umthetho. Nxa kukhona okubi kufanele sikulungise ngendlela ehlonipha umthetho hathi ecwasa abanye abantu.
Type of move against a group of people, and particularly targeting them as foreign nationals.
Kodwa umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngabuto Mabena, uthi sebenembuzo eminingi ngenkulumo kaMnumzana Ramaphosa, njengoba ngevike ephelileyo isikhulumeli sebandla lakhe umnumzana Phule Mabe ethe leli bandla aliphikisani lokwenziwa ileli qembu.
Asisakwazi ukuthi i-ANC imi kuphi. Sithembe lokho okhulunywe ngumongameli, kumbe sithembe lokho okhulunywe yi-spokesperson. Yikho lapho okusixaka khona thina ukuthi bami ngapi ngodaba lwe-Operation Duduli.
Kodwa ke ezinye izalwane zakwamanye amazwe sezemukele ngenjabulo inkulumo kaMnumzana Ramaphosa zisithi sekufanele amapholisa amise imisebenzi yaleli qembu ngoba lihlukuluza abantu bokuza. Ngeviki ephelileyo izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe zize zacatsha enkambeni zamapholisa endaweni ezimbalwa ngemva kokwethuselwa ngokulinyazwa lokubulawa okwenziwe ngezinye izalwane zakwele South Africa. Amabandla ezombusazwe amancane afana ne-Patriotic Alliance asephumele egcekeni esekela inhlelo ze-Operation Dudula, kanti kamakhulu afana ne-Economic Freedom Fighters achaza leli qembu njengenhlanganiso yezigangi. Kusenjalo iqembu le-Operation Dudula selikusho laphinda ukuthi okwenze lathatha inyathelo lokuxotsha abantu bokuza yikuthi uhulumende usehlulekile kuvala imingcele. Bathi abokuza laba sebethethe yonke imisebenzi osokubulalisa izalwane zakwele South Africa ngendlala. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa imothuso Khumalo.
Ela Ukraine lithi kumele umnumzana Vladimir Putin okhokela ele Russia ajeziswe ngamazwe wonke omhlaba ngoba ibutho lakhe libulele abantu abaningi labaphosela emagodini aphandwe ngesiphangiphangi ama-mass graves emadolobheni akugqela iBucha, i-Irpin lamanye. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
I-Reuters News Agency ibika ukuba kulabantu abaningi okumangalisayo abangcwatshwe ndawonye emagodini agetshwe libutho lakwele-Russia elibabulele emadolobheni la ngesikhathi lihlasela kwele-Ukraine. Elinye lamagodi la kucatshangelwa ukuba lilabantu abedlula ikhulu lamathumi amahlanu 150 okuthiwa babezihlalele ezindlini zabo kumbe bezihambahambela bagolwa njengentethe, bathaywa, babulawa, baphoselwa endaweni le. Kugcwele izidumbu lemigwaqweni emadolobheni la. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky uthi kumele uPutin ajeziswe ngesenzo lesi. UZelensky owethulele umbuthano weGrammy Awards isicelo sokuncediswa kudaba lokuhlaselwa ngeleRussia uthi leleRussia lihlasela ngamandla kwezinye indawo ezigoqela isabelo seOdessa. UPutin uyakuphika wonke lokhu esithi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuba ibutho lakhe libulala abantu mahlayana kwele-Ukraine. Umnumzana Joyce Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo uthi
intshumayelo ikaZelensky umongameli weUkraine kuma-Grammy Awards ekhuluma ngokubhidliswa kwelizwe lakhe lokubulawa kwabantu bakhe sekutshengisela ukuthi sesiba lodumo emhlabeni. Ye eminye ifanekiso kungenzakala ukuthi kayisiye iqiniso, kodwa njengokubona kwami izenzo zikaPutin seziveza bhadla ukuthi uPutin ngumuntu ololunya. Siza nje namhlanje kuthiwa khona inhlanganiso ye-United Nations, e-Human Rights Council, i-Human Rights Council, kumbe singathi khona i-Council yamalungelo kaZulu, sebecabanga ukuxotsha iRussia kukhansili yakhona.
Ungwenya ugcizelele esithi
lokhu kuhambelana lo dumo engathi eseluzuzwa nguZelensky, ngoba sengumuntu ophumeleleyo ngokwanisayo ukukhuluma inkathazo zakhe ezoncedo. Amabutho eRussia kuthiwa sebe kanya sebe funa ukudlalela eMpumalanga kuphela. Ye kungaba njalo ukuthi engxenye usizo aludingayo emazweni wonke jikelele selukhanya lusebenza empini yakhe eyokuxotsha umnumzana Pippin lamasosha akhe e-Ukraine.
Umnumzana Ngqawuto Mabena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi okunye okwethulwa ngabezindaba kungamanga.
Kasi labo ubufakazi ngalokho okuthiwa kwenzeke eButcher, ngoba sithola indaba ezisuka esayidini elilodo. Kumele ukuthi ngasithola izindaba ezisuka indawo yonke sibe sesikwazi ukuqhathanisa sihlaziye. Okwakhathesi kasikwazi sihlaziye ngoba lokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli we-Ukraine engabe sengezimithiyo, engabe ekhuluma iqiniso asikwazi, ngoba yibona asebesitshela okwenzakalayo. Kasakwazi ukuthi sizwe kwabanye esingathi ngama-independent sources. Konke lokho sikuthola ngama-media houses awe-West. Yikho-ke kusuka kube nzima ukuthi sihlaziye ukuthi sikwazi lokho liqiniso mba soqiniso. Kodwa esikwazi mhlophe yikuthi eDompas region, lapho okulabantu abakhuluma isiRussia khona, uhulumeni we-Ukraine wabulala abantu ngendlela abantu eMathebeland ababulawa ngukhona iGugraun. Yikho-ke indawo lezo ezeDompas region ezathi zona zifuna ukuzimela ingabi ingxenye yeZimbabwe. Yikho kwenzeka eDompas region, lokho kwenzeka eButcher kasilabo ubufakazi bakhona.
Kubikwa ukuba kulabaphathi bamadolobho abalijumi lanye 11 abasezandleni zebuthola kwele Russia eselibulele omunye wabo. Ele Russia selisuse ibutho duzane ledolobho elikhulu lakwele Ukraine, iKiev. Kubikwa ukuba lifuna ukuhluthuna indawo enkulu kwele Ukraine kusiyafika uNkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 kuseMaryland, ngingoKip Stube.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwane belemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uSecretary of State Anthony Blinken usole kakhulu ele Russia elethi samlando wokudala isihluku empini le-Ukraine ngemva kokusuka kwamasotsha awe-Russia emzini we-Bucha esikoleni se-Ukraine iKyiv. Kubikwa kubonakale izidumbu zabantu mahlayana abangahlomanga balelo lizwe bebulewe yila masotsha. Izidumbu zabo zindawana yonke ezidaladini. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wele-Ukraine wethule umbiko owevidiyo kudlalwe emcimbini wokunikezwa imivuzo kubaculi belemelika owe-Grammy Awards owenzelwe eLas Vegas izolo icela ababukeli nabalaleli kumabonakude emhlabeni jikelele ukubana basekele ilizwe lakhe ngazo zonke indlela abangezeneliswa kule impi yokuhlaselwa ele-Russia. Emkhosini omiswe kumnyaka emibili ngenxa yokuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 umongameli Joe Biden weleMelika ugcizelele kusemthethweni ukuqala ngokusebenza kwesithiji sezombikela esesubmarine esisebenzisa izikhali ze-nuclear ese-USS Delaware ngoMgqibelo. Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela okwenzakala ngemva kokhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhla ka-26 Mbimbitho kanye lempi yokuhlaselwa kwele-Ukraine ngele-Russia. Abenhlanganiso e-National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi sebesungule uhlelo lokubukisa imisebenzi ye-art egxile ekufundiseni lokusebenzisana labantwana abaphila lesimo ese-autism ukuze labo baphatheke emsebenzini weze-art kungelani lesimo sawo kwezempilakahle. Ngithulela izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambi usethulela lolu daba.
Abe National Gallery bathi bakwenza lokhu njengendlela yokusebenzelana loZulu bekhetha ukuba bafundisane labantwana abaphila ne-autism kulokho abangenelisa ukuzenzela ngaphansi kwehlelo ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama-art therapy sessions. Umnumzana Livingstone Mchefa ongu-curator obona ngezemfundo lokuhlelwa kwembukiso yale igallery uchasisa kabanzi ngalolu hlelo lwabo.
Lokhu yikunikeza imisebenzi ye-art etshiyeneyo efana lokulungisa ama-collage ukupenda le-coloring.
Uthi lokhu kwenziwa ngendlela ephathisa abantwana laba ukuthi benelise ukuba lesikhathi eside bephatheke kuhlelo lunye. Bengaphangisi ukukhalala abayithi concentration span, ukusebenzelana kwemithambo yabo okuhle i-muscle coordination kanye lokukhula engqondweni. Unkosikazi Tendai Helen Mutambara okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Autism Association of Zimbabwe uthi bajabula ngoba bejonge ukuthi kuthuthukiswe imisebenzi yokuzenzela ababona ukuthi abantwana banje bangaqina kuyo empilweni yabo.
Brings about a lot of changes, and we are doing art more because our children are actually more art orientated. They love art, and we are doing it to our best.
Lonya kaslengu kuko eswayo sikhangela eze art kakhulu ngoba abantwana abale autism bazwisisa kakhulu i-art njalo beyithanda.
Uthi bona njengenhlanganiso balazo inhlelo eziningi zokuncedisa abantwana abaphila ne-autism besebenza labo ukufundisa abantwana laba indlela ezifana lokukhuluma kuhle i-speech therapy, imisebenzi yokulolonga umzimba i-physical education therapy ne-occupational therapy lokunye. Usister Joyce ongu-caregiver esebenzelana nabantwana abale-autism uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantwana labo baphathe ngonanzelelo olukhulu nangesineke ngoba besuka bebe lokungahlaliseki kalula nje kusiya ngokugcinwa kwabo.
Ngibona mwana nje khwilakhwilazana mumasofa kana papi pamune ndimusingafungidzire kuti mwana uyu angakwire.
Ezinye izinto zenza ukuba abantwana laba bengahlaliseki ndawonye okwesikhathi eside begijigijima okudinga ukuba sibe lesineke labo.
Abantu abale autism babikwa belawo amathuba angavulelwa bangafundiswa ngendlela elungileyo ikakhulu kulokho abakuthakazelelayo okungenza ukuba bengasaleli muva ekuthuthukisweni komnotho welizwe. Benelisa njalo ukuphatheka emisebenzini eminingi enhlangothini ezijeneyo zempilo benganikwa lelo thuba. Umsebenzi we-art ubikwa ungeyinye indlela lethuba njalo elihle elingabalethela ke inzuzo enhle njalo umuntu zenzela akujabulelayo ngasikhathi sinye kusehlisa amathuba okungahlaliseki komntwana onje engqondweni. Lokhu kulakho njalo ukubavulela amathuba amaningi kumisebenzi yezandla yokuzinakekela empilweni yabo. Abe-National Gallery of Zimbabwe bathi yikho bekubone kufanele ukuthi besebenzise i-art ukukhunga abaphila lalesi simo se-autism okugoqela le-visual art ukuze loZulu wonke jikelele azwisise okwenelisa ukwenziwa ngabantwana abanje lokubavulela amathuba empilweni bengabi ngumthwalo impilo yabo yonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumaPicha Ntambe.
Wezemidlalo uthi akula imidlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Rugger Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas, umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-Chicken Inn, intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UAntipas ubekhuluma ngemva komdlalo weqembu lakhe lelemanyika Diamonds wona uphelezi ngejikelo bhanqa 3-3 ngomgqibelo.
Very competitive league. There's no easy games.
Akusiwo mncintiswano olula njalo akula midlalo elula ngoba amaqembu wonke adlala ngokuzimisela okukhulu. Kuqakathekile ke ukuhlonipha labo odlala labo njalo ube lomqondo omuhle ngoba nxa uyenzana njalo uqala kudelela ubona ngathi usunqobile noba ibhola lingakadlalwa. kumele kusetshenzwe gadalala ukuze iqembu linqobe.
Iqembu lesikenini lile mikrimelo ngamachuma amabili nantathu ngemva kwemidlalo elithumi njalo lichiyalelwe lisendaweni yesibili eledynamos ngomhlomelo wodwa. Iqembu ledimbare linqobe iqembu leplay banners ngentuka 1 nsonto njalo selinqobe kwimidlalo yalo emihlanu edluleyo. Endaweni yesithathu kule qembu letriangle nayo libe umjikelo obhanqa 0-0 lele Highlanders nsonto njalo lile mikrimelo ngamachumi amabili. Iqembu lemanyika Diamonds lisendaweni yesine ngemva kokuba umjikelo obhanqa lele Chicken Inn njalo lile mikrimelo elichumi lathoba munomunye. Umqeqeshi walo uJohannes Numa uthi iqembu lakhe litshengisele ukuba liqinile kakhulu.
Yeah, it was a very good comeback. We appreciate
indlela esenelise ngayo ukuguqula isimo somdlalo. Ibinhle kakhulu njalo kwenelisa ukuphenduka sicine kuyithi esesikhokhela kutshengisa ukuba iqembu lethu liqinile ngoba phela besidlala leqembu elihleli phezulu kwengalane emiqomelo.
Emdlalweni wakhe wakuqala engumqeqeshi weqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars owengukapteni weqembu lama-Warriors uBenjani Morwari uthole umklomelo owodwa ngemva kokuba ngumjikelo obhanqa leqembu leBulawayo iChiefs. Ekhuluma ngemva komdlalo uMorwari uthe uyawujabulela kakhulu lowo mklomelo.
Bekuvele kuza kuba nzima emdlalweni wami wokuqala njengoba besidlala singekho ngekhaya, kodwa-ke ukuthola esikwenze umklomelo owodwa kuyinto enhle kakhulu njalo kuzasiphathisa kwelizayo.
Nakwelinye icele umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uNilson Teroso uthi akayisabeli ukuba usengaphelelwa ngumsebenzi loba nje zihambe imidlalo embalwa enganqobi.
I don't feel the pressure to be honest.
Angikakuzwa ukutshisekana okubangwa ukuba inkokheli zeqembu kazithokozanga. Mina engikhangeleleyo yikuba umlando wami ngokuba ngithuthukise indlela esidlala ngayo njalo nxa abadlali bekhombisa ukuba bazimisele ukungidlalela konke kuyabe kulungile kimi.
Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lihlezi endaweni yetshumi lambili engalaneni yemiklomelo njalo ensukwini ezedluleyo limise umsebenzi abasekeli bakaTeroso uMark Mathe kanye noFarai Tawachira, kwathi esikhundleni sabo laphendukisa uThulani Sibanda owayevele ngumqeqeshi waleli qembu phambilini kokuqhatshwa kukaTeroso. Emsileni wengalane iqembu leWawa waliqhubekela phambili lijeke amanye njalo ngempela viki edluleyo linqotshwe nge-1 kanyangele FC Platinum. Endaweni yesibili nxawusuke emsileni kuleBulawayo City yona inqotshwe nge-2-1 Cranbourne Bullets. Iqembu leWawa le miklomelo emihlanu ukuthi eleBulawayo City le miklomelo yesithupha. LesitudiosedlangokuBulawayo uJoseph Ndanje.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa iSatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Kubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Singeke ehlukanise sihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Uhlangothi olubona ngezemihloliso olweZimbabwe School Examination Council luthi izikolo zizavalwa impumelo yemihloliso ka-O-level le-A-level ingekethulwa. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wele South Africa uthi uhulumende wakhe akasekeli iqembu elizingela abantu bokuza lifuna baxotshwe elizweni elizibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula. Uthi akula midlalo elula esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lagers Premier Soccer League. UJoy Antipas umqeqeshi weqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemklomelo ele Chicken Inn. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPresident Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-5:00 kusasa ekuseni. Abanye nelisanga ukuzwa iindaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara.